Welcome to this educational technology podcast produced by La Vitrine Technologie Éducation. Today we will hear Caroline Samuel, who tells us about her teaching experience in the new active learning classrooms at McGill University in Montreal.
Hello, Caroline. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, good. I was given your name as an instructor who teaches in the new active learning classrooms at McGill University.
Yes.
Can you tell me about your background, what you teach, what is your field, and what is your general experience of those new classrooms?
Sure. My field is second language education. I teach English as a second language, more specifically. Mm-hmm. And at McGill, I teach English for academic purposes, both oral skills and writing skills. And I also teach methodology in the Bachelor of Education program, where I work with students learning to be English second language teachers. You'd like to know about my experience in the active learning classroom.
You teach to education students, right, who will become teachers in primary and secondary schools.
That's part of what I do. So yes, that's the group that I'm teaching this semester in the active learning classroom. So that's one population. And this is my second experience in the active learning classroom. My first one was with graduate students who are non-native speakers of English who were taking an academic writing course. And I was really, really eager to do this because, in fact, the methodology that I and many of my colleagues use is active learning. And we do this in traditional classrooms. And I felt at last there was a physical environment that could support the methodology that I use. So I was very excited about having this physical environment with round tables and chairs on wheels where students could actually do the group work and the pair work I've been doing for years and years and years with students. So I can't say the classroom actually meets all of my pedagogical needs, but it's pretty good.
Do you teach in regular classrooms with rows, like traditional, students in front of one of each other?
I have, yes. And it's extremely cumbersome because what happens is students have to get out of their seats and some have to sit on the tables in order to face another peer in the classroom. So it becomes very cumbersome and physically uncomfortable for students to do that. I'm also teaching in classrooms where students have individual desks and, we tell them, or I'll say to them, move your desks into a circle, but it's always noisy isn't really a problem, but it's very cumbersome for them to do that because there's a space constraint and it's never quite right, but the round tables make it very right.
Okay. And do you use all the technology there for the teachers?
That's a very good question. When I first started teaching in the active learning classroom, I felt a lot of pressure to make use of all the features in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And nobody was making me feel that I had to. It was sort of self-imposed pressure. I thought, oh, there are all these wonderful tools here. Mm-hmm. I should use them. And I experimented with different things, but now I've calmed down and I use what I feel really supports a particular learning activity. So yes, I use the Sympodium. Actually, I like the Sympodium because I can save the file and I've been uploading the files to the course website, to the learning management mm-hmm. system, so that we have an archive of everything that we've done in the class. So if we use that board, I'm calling it a board, but it's a Sympodium, mm-hmm. we can keep what we've talked about and what we've recorded, whereas with a blackboard, you'd have to take a digital photo to upload it. So this mm-hmm. is just much simpler. So yeah, I use the Sympodium. I love the document camera.
Well, what is the document camera and how do you use it?
I can put a sheet of paper on the document camera, and then I can write on it, and students can come up and write on it. And another thing that I like about that is that students can work on paper at the tables, and then they can come up to the podium and put their paper on the document camera and present it to the class. So and you can also capture images on the document camera. It's extremely dynamic, mm-hmm. and I think that's what's so appealing.
And what about the students? What is the feedback from your own students who are experiencing this new classroom?
Well, the group last year absolutely loved it. Many of them were not accustomed to this. I had students who came from countries such as China, and I think there was somebody from Korea in there, where they generally don't have this kind of classroom environment, and they're used to very large classes where there's a lot of lecturing, even for language classes. And I think that's the key thing, that very often they would have an instructor who would lecture about language learning. So they were a little skeptical at first, but I have to say, the bonding that happened in that classroom was unbelievable. And language classes tend to be quite small in North America, so very often students do get to know each other, and we get close to our students in the classroom. We work, you know, they're small, mm-hmm. and everybody's talking. Mm-hmm. So it's not uncommon for students in a language class to bond, but what I saw last semester was really, it surpassed anything I've seen in any other language class I've taught. So I was really impressed. I mean, they were taking class photos and really, I mean, it was wonderful. And I think that had a lot to do with the classroom. The one thing, well, two things they absolutely loved, the tables and the chairs. So the things that excited them were not the actual technology of, you know, using a symposium or a document camera or wall mm-hmm. boards. They loved being at the tables and having chairs on wheels.
Mm-hmm. And my last question, Carolyn, some college teachers told me that today's students, CEGEP students, are a bit lazy and maybe spoiled, and that they will not become active learners in those types of classrooms if we set them up in CEGEPs. What do you think about that?
Well, as educators, we understand behavior modification, so we should be able to modify students' behavior, but always with sound pedagogical principles in mind. So I would like to think that teachers have the attitude that you don't know if it's going to work until you try, and teachers should be willing to experiment. And I think this sends a positive message to students as well about learning. If we're willing to experiment and try different things, I think that's good modeling.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thanks a lot for giving us that interview today, Carolyn.
My pleasure.